Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I'm here with Roger and David, of course, because we are going to be tooting and booting the looks of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 6, episode 4. I forgot the name of the show. Halftime Headliners, something like that. That sound right, everyone?
Yep.
What did you all think of this episode before we get into these looks?
I really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
No one like did horribly.
I thought that too. Yeah. I didn't think anyone was really bad.
So this is where I'm kind of like, oh, I feel bad that I kind of gave the announcement of the casting. Like, I was like, really, this is all you can get? Because it's kind of been across the board. Everyone's been good.
Yeah. They're very evenly matched.
Yeah. There have been a couple of stellar performances, but there's no like, oh, this person is running away with it.
Yeah.
So it's been real, it actually has been really cool to see this kind of evenly matched competition and just to see how people have grown and actually now continue to grow on this show.
I agree.
Fair enough. I was not happy with the results.
Okay.
The judging, again, just baffles me. I don't understand. I did not agree with the bottom two this week.
Who was the other one?
It was Yara and Akiria.
Yes, because I don't... They're really trying to make Eureka happen, and I don't think Eureka should have been in the top.
Eureka was not in the top. I don't know why.
I don't get that either. I also thought Ginger should have been at the bottom too, based on her performance and her look.
Yeah.
But they are pushing her through.
What's her face? Pandora, like, for what they built it up, I thought it was super flat.
Yeah, I think they were hoping to get another, like, Ben de la Creme doing Julie Andrews with the Calorie Channing. And I don't know that it was Pandora's fault, but I think it was that song.
The fun of seeing Pandora Box doing Carol Channing is Pandora Box doing Carol Channing,
Lip
syncing to someone else doing a Carol Channing impersonation.
Right.
Right.
You want Pandora Box doing the Carol Channing impersonation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I don't blame her for that. I think it was just a weird thing to happen.
Yeah. And I don't think they wanted to put her in the bottom because I think they want her at least through Snatch Game.
Yeah. 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 I agree.
Will she do Carol Channing now in Snatch Game?
No.
No.
She better not.
Do we know what her plan for Snatch Game is?
No, I haven't heard anything about them. I did hear that Yara did not want to do Shakira.
That was clear.
She wanted to do J-Lo. But when they had originally picked, Serena Chacha had picked J-Lo.
So when
Serena was eliminated, she asked if she could switch and they said no. There you have it.
Yeah.
Jiggly Caliente was going to do Janet Jackson. I don't know who Silky was going to do. I heard something and I just can't believe it.
What did you hear?
I heard Coldplay.
What?
Yeah.
I
would love for that to be true just because I want to see what that means.
Right.
But I don't believe that that's really true. I think it's someone just being ridiculous. You never know.
Wow.
Who else do you think Silky could have done? I mean, I have no idea.
I would have to have paid a lot of attention to the Super Bowl.
They only did people who were Super Bowl halftime performers in the past, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I don't want to put her in the box of being like the big black girl. So like,
no.
Aretha or anything, you know?
And I don't think Aretha's ever done it.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
I also just want to, I thought Kylie Sonique Love was amazing as Steven Tyler. Yeah. And I'm angry that she didn't get like any feedback on it.
I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was so funny.
I thought she could have been in the bottom three, honestly.
Oh, I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I did not enjoy it at all.
I mean, it wasn't as flashy, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it was fine. It didn't stand out to me. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that now that we're going to jump right into this.
Okay.
Let's start with, of course, RuPaul. Maybe. Maybe not.
Imagine it.
Imagine.
There she is.
Here
we go. All right, RuPaul put her legs out. She's wearing this little, I think it's lavender. You can't really tell in this photo, but I think it's lavender.
I love when RuPaul always, when she comes out like this, because my first reaction is always, oh, she tucked today.
She tried.
Yes, I believe she did for this.
Mm-hmm.
I think she looks wonderful. Yeah, I think they showed the back of the dress for a moment, and I think the back is actually more interesting than the front, but I like it.
I like it too. I like it when she shows a little leg.
Yeah.
Or a lot of leg.
This is a lot of leg. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss RuPaul, David?
Probably like an 80 on this one.
80? 88% toot. It was liked by Instagram. And yeah. Other outsider is Miss Jessica Wilde from season 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race as our lip sync assassin. It's fine. It's nothing special.
Yeah.
It's what they wear to the bar, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's a bar queen in Vegas.
Yeah.
And this is what she would perform in.
I did enjoy seeing her though. I was like, oh yay. Okay. We're really embracing a lot of these early season queens, and I really enjoyed that.
It's also nice to see
how many of them have grown.
Yeah, I was happy to see her back. I was a little sad when it was shown because then I was sure that Yara was going home. I was like, oh, they're doing this just for the drama.
Yeah.
What do you think Instagram thought of this?
Like a 65.
74% toot.
Oh.
So a little higher than expected.
Higher than expected.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to rate these performances, and we're going to just do the talk about, we're going to toot and put the performances, and then we're going to pick our top toot of the performances, and then we're going to just pick a top toot of our favorite looks as well, because I thought these looks were provided to them, but I did find out that they did actually make them and bring them themselves. I don't know if they made them, but had them made. So we will judge their looks as well.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Love so this that. Is, first, we're just going to talk about the performance. So this is Ginger Minja's Fergie. And this is her recreation of this outfit.
What's first, performance or outfit?
Performance first.
Performance first. I didn't really get it.
Yeah,
it was hard. And I think you're going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that Fergie doesn't really have any kind of distinctive performance style.
No.
No.
Other than she wet her pants on stage once.
Yeah. One or time. Like, you know, or she warbled the national anthem.
Or exactly.
Very sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to boot it.
Yeah, performance is a boot for me.
Yeah, and honestly, I just don't understand why she didn't just ask Jan to make a costume for her.
True.
You know.
Truly.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think of the look? Let's do the look now.
Oh, that's, sorry, I jumped ahead. That. good.
Yeah, it's she just doesn't look like Fergie. You know?
Yeah. I feel like she tried to make it a little draggier with the hair. Mm-hmm. But I still don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think Instagram thought? Instagram only did the performances.
Oh, performances? They like Ginger. Maybe like a 62?
No, a 69% boot for Miss Ginger.
Yeah. Also, I don't think that like, so do I think Ginger should have been on the bottom? Yes. Do I think this is the reason they did not put her on the bottom? Because in All Stars 2, she went home on this exact same kind of challenge.
Oh, that is true. It was that challenge that she went home on. Fascinating. Yep. All right. Next we have Eureka as Madonna.
It was also kind of
when she did it, I was like, oh, she's in the bottom. And then they loved it. And I was like, what? And even as the judging was happening and they were giving her feedback, I was like, oh, you were funny, you were funny. And I was waiting for the butt and it never came.
It never came. Yeah, it was, to me, I did not enjoy this either.
Isn't Eureka a pretty good dancer? And they just had her stand there.
I always thought she was too, but even on her season 10 in the finale, she was given the easiest choreography. Like, she literally just stood around and kind of moved.
Yeah.
So maybe she's not as good as we think. Maybe she's good at, like, stage dancing, but not learning choreography.
She's good at movement.
Movement, exactly.
She's a mover, not a dancer.
All right, what do you think of the look?
I actually like the look.
Okay. I don't mind the look. I don't know that I love it, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great recreation of the costume Madonna has on, but if I saw this, I wouldn't be like, oh, she's being Madonna.
No, exactly.
No, I thought she would be, honestly, for me, she does look like one of those like lions at the Luxor in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Right? But I like the outfit. I mean, I like the outfit. Like, it's a good drag outfit.
Yeah. I feel like the grommets might be just a little too big on the bottom, but that's
right.
My only real complaint.
You can string it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think Instagram thought of this performance?
Instagram seems like they're being more honest this year. So I'm going to say maybe like a 55% boot.
No, 65% too. They were a little generous, I think, with Eureka. But yeah, I guess they liked it more than not. Rasha D. O'Hara as the boss, Diana Ross. I thought she was fine.
Yeah.
So it pales in comparison to the fact that BB did this in All Stars 3.
Right.
BB did Diana. Looked the part great and like really just came out at the end and did her thing and the hair, everything was fine.
Yeah, I mean, so, she had like three lines in that, but she stole the show.
Exactly. I thought she was good.
Yeah, I thought she was fairly safe. I love her wig. But if the goal was to recreate the actual look from the Super Bowl, she messed up the hair.
Right.
But I still like it. I mean, I would give her a 2 overall.
It was solid.
Yeah.
Nothing special, but.
Nothing special.
So far.
And her look?
I mean, it's spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it looks like Diana Ross, but it also looks like her entrance look to me.
Yeah, I see.
So there's not a lot of variation from that.
Sure.
I mean, it does work for this Diana Ross look, obviously. What do you think Instagram thought of her performance?
I'm going to say like a 70% toot.
86.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People are really liking Raja this season around.
I'm really liking Raja this season.
I will say she won me over. She was one of the queens I did not want to come back. And I'm like, okay.
Yep.
I'm on board.
It's because she's just focusing on the game this time.
Yeah. Yeah, she's lost all of the nastiness.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Yara Sofia as Shakira.
I could see what they are saying about she just doesn't have the face. Like, she just...
Her face.
It did seem phoned in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought. I mean, she knows how to move her body, so I think she was relying on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just didn't seem, like, present.
No. I will agree with you, but I'm still giving her a toot.
I mean, the way she can move her body is insane.
Because I enjoyed it. I mean, of the ones that we've seen so far, when she came out, I was like, well, at least she's doing something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was very much like, maybe you should have stopped challenging my daddy boyfriend and just actually concentrated on what he was trying to show you.
Yeah. Right?
That made me so uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying.
He handled it with such grace too.
He did. Yeah. He is one of my favorite choreographers that they've ever had on the show because he also works with the queens to their strengths and what they can do and not focusing on scolding them like Todrick used to do.
Yeah. But I mean, I would let him scold me.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, because, I mean, Todrick is just, I don't know, there's just something very still self-involved that I get from, like, that's just what I get off of Todrick.
Right.
Where, like, Jamal's been working forever. So he's just kind of, he's just chill at this point.
Yeah, he's a grown up.
Yeah.
All right. So are you booting her performance, everyone?
I'm booting her performance.
All right. And what about her look? It is clearly not an exact recreation because Shakira is in a miniskirt and Yara is in pants.
I mean, you look at these pictures, the first two pictures of Yara on this, like, that looks like Shakira. Like, I think she looks fantastic. I'm just still so confused by her eye makeup.
Okay. Yeah, you don't like her eye makeup because you think it's too dark always.
I think it's demonic. But I will too.
Wait till we get to her runway then.
I think she does look like Shakira.
All right. I will toot her look. What do you think of her, I mean, Instagram thought of Yara, her performance?
Ooh, I think she probably got like a 75% boot.
Yeah, it was low. I know that. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was 62% boot. Yes. Wow. Not a fan favorite for this one. Katy Perry giving us, I mean, not Katy Perry, Scarlett Envy giving us Katy Perry.
I was so surprised by how much I enjoyed Scarlett Envy as Katy Perry.
I thought she could have been in the top this week.
She
should have been in the top instead of Eureka.
Sure. A lot of people should have been in the top.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was fun. I liked it.
It was fun. I liked it.
I liked it as well.
It's not one of my top performances, but it's definitely on the higher end where I was like, okay, this is cute. I like it.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. I'm glad we got the Left Shark reference out of it because that is the main thing that everyone remembers from Katy Perry on the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So I'm glad they put that in there. I think she also looks great. I think this is such a cute outfit. And I think
she looks cuter than Katie does.
I was just going to say, I think she looks better than Katie did.
Yeah, the dress is more structured than Katie's.
Yeah. So bravo to her. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Scarlett Envy?
I hope it's like a nice like 75 plus shoot.
No, just 66.
Wow.
I don't think people like her and I can't figure out why.
Oh, I mean, she's horrible. I liked her in this, but she doesn't really
do anything on the show.
She doesn't really, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she has this weird intonation to her voice, which I think turns a lot of people off.
Yes.
And the feeling is mutual.
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 Oh, shit.
I didn't see. I didn't look.
Don't look. It was, anyway, it is Kylie Sonique Love as Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. David, we already know you love this performance.
I thought this was so fun. And I'm just like, I thought she was going to be a filler queen. And the fact that she's doing as well as she's doing, I'm really enjoying.
Yeah, I'm happy that she's doing really well as well. But I did not like this. I already said that I did not enjoy this. But that is just
I think of the two men that were presented as, you know, I liked this one.
I agree with that.
It just was, especially at the point in the production that it came, it was a nice little break.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I felt like it, you know, I felt like she did what she needed to do.
And she felt committed to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I will agree with that.
And then I love when a risk is taken and it practically pays off.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it when there's a risk and it's not a giant failure.
So. Yeah.
I will say I do love her look. I think her look is fantastic. Again, not an exact recreation, but it is clearly Steven Tyler.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think Instagram thought of Kylie?
Maybe like a 65.2.
Just 57. So you're not far off. Yeah, I'm not sure why.
I don't know.
Jan, our winner this week is Lady Gaga.
It was perfect. I know
her performance was perfect.
Her performance was perfect. Trinity's was also perfect. I know we're going to talk about that. I know a lot of people.
We are when I get to it.
But this was it was Lady Gaga. Just the way she was moved, like it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean her makeup is a little dark, but it doesn't bother me that much.
Mm-hmm. Also, I will point out I watched this happen live at not live because it's on demand, but I was at Icon.
Okay.
Airing, which is like Jan's home bar.
Yeah.
And so like people were just going nuts, which probably just made it feel cool.
Yeah. When, during the whole episode, did you think they were setting it up to Jan for Jan to fail and go home?
Absolutely.
It was so, such a misdirect the whole episode.
The whole time I'm like, Jan's going home.
I was like, she's going to go home on this and it's going to kill her. Right. All right. What do you think of her look, her recreation look?
I agree that the makeup's like, it's not this, like it is Lady Gaga makeup, but it's not this look.
Yeah, I think because she had those things on her, those like appliques on her eyes. And I think that's what's making them look so dark.
Sure.
But I think it's a good look as well.
Yeah. Roger, you've been so quiet.
I know you haven't said a word.
Maybe I fell under the spell of the episode. Because I saw it and I went, I'm like, girl, turn it, bring it down just a notch. It's so manic. And then when she won, I was like, did I miss something? And then I went back and rewatched it. I'm like,
But it had that manicness of Lady Gaga. So I think it worked to her advantage.
I didn't see, for me, what I saw was just like Jan, and I say this absolutely being a fan of Jan.
Sure.
I just saw like chaos and madness, which I get is Lady Gaga.
Right.
But
what they wanted, yeah.
It did not land for me the way that it landed for everyone else, and I feel horrible about that because I wanted it to, you know.
Okay.
I wanted it to land for me.
So are you booting this performance?
I'm not booting this performance because that would be horrible.
Okay.
I was just not caught under the spell, and I feel like, okay. I've used this metaphor before or something, but I'm just going to use it again. You know, when you can see a hot guy that is an objectively hot guy and you can agree that he's hot, but you're just not attracted to him.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's how I'm going to go with this. So okay. I'm going to toot it because I can see that it's a great performance. It just didn't do anything for me.
All right. Fair enough.
That's a fair.
What do you think Instagram thought, David?
I hope if it's not 100, it's 95.
It is not 100. I can tell you that because I don't think anyone got 100 this week.
Okay.
It was just an 83. And that's probably because Roger booted it. Just kidding. I don't know if you did. next, we have Akira C. Davenport as Prince. I'm just going to say it right off the bat. It was a big boot for me. I did not enjoy this.
I didn't think it was as bad as the judges thought it was.
I didn't think it was bottom two worthy, but I did not enjoy. I thought Ginger was much worse.
I enjoyed Ginger less and I enjoyed Eureka less.
Exactly.
Like Ginger and Eureka would have been my bottom two, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it wasn't great. It was kind of boring.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah, I think that was the main problem, is that it wasn't. Prince is very, like, a very sexual performer, and I didn't get that from Akira,
right?
At all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's your verdict?
It's a boot, but like not a big boot. Just like
no,
like,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. A soft one.
Okay. What about this look?
No.
No. Yeah, for me, the look is worse than her performance.
Yeah, yeah. But yo, I gotta say, that is a meaty tuck. I don't even think it's a tuck. She's playing.
No,
Prince.
I think she was like, I get to have a penis in this episode. Yeah.
She has a penis.
She got penis. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Akira?
Like a 58% boot.
I'm sorry, 68 toot or boot?
58% boot.
Boot, okay. It was 50-50.
Oh.
Right down the middle. yeah, I think people like her.
And I like her.
That sways.
I mean, I like Akira.
We have Here She Is, Pandora Box as Carol Channing, the first ever halftime show.
I thought it was safe. I really do think that she could have done a lot more. Right. I will say something that I did notice, and then I felt was kind of confirmed in one of Yara's exit interviews. I did feel that anyone that was on top of on that elevated stage,
yeah,
all seemed a little tentative. And then Yara said that, like, yeah, we were all nervous. It didn't seem, you know,
yeah, because you can't really move around on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it just seemed a little...
I don't know how much dancing Carol Channing is going to do anyway, but...
Right. Right. It just seemed a little tentative to me.
Okay.
I think the safe... I think safe was right. You know, in comparison to some of the other queens who kind of did not really get their performer, like...
Yeah.
She at least got...
Yeah.
The Carol chain.
Yeah, she's a very soft toot for me, but it was still a toot.
Yeah. I thought it would have been funnier.
Yeah.
What could she do to make it funny, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. I'm asking. I'm not saying this is what they should have done. I mean, the song was awful.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The song was awful. The dancing was weird, but that's the choreography that she was given.
It's what I think one of you said at the beginning. Like, she can do Carol Channing, but she wasn't doing Carol Channing.
Right. It was what they were making her do.
Right. It just wasn't the right.
Yeah.
Carol Channing wasn't right for this challenge, period.
Not that that is
Pandora. No, I agree 1,000% with that.
Yeah.
The look is fine. It's a recreation.
I will say that's probably why they came up with this challenge. They're like, let's look at the queens and let's see what they can do.
Who they can do.
Carol Channing, her Carol Channing is one of the most iconic, you know, Snatch Game performances, so much so that people always mistake the fact that people think she won. She didn't win.
She did not win.
So I think that there was a kind of like, oh, we could kind of bring this back.
But yeah.
Like, you know, I think it was smart. I think it was a smart challenge. I just don't think for her, like, and David, that you brought it up again.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get Pandora Box doing Carol Channing. You got Pandora Box
lip syncing to a Carol Channing impersonator.
Exactly.
What do you think, Instagram? I'm sorry?
Christina Bianco did a lot of the voices.
I know, she did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She did them the other challenge with the divas as well.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that Christina Bianco working.
She's getting the work.
Getting the work. Work, girl.
All right. What do you think Instagram thought of Pandora?
I think 55% toot.
No, she got 80.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, great.
Look, just like the judging, it's all over the place.
Exactly. Finally, we have Trinity K. Bonet as Beyonce. It was a great performance. I mean,
was a great performance, but now I'm realizing she didn't recreate Beyonce's Super Bowl look from this Super Bowl.
No. That's what I will say about her outfit. And I think her outfit looks really cheap.
No, but I feel like I know this Beyonce outfit.
It's just
from something else.
From something else.
This is Beyonce at Coachella, maybe?
Maybe. And yeah, I mean, she does Beyonce in her shows, so she may have just had this and been like, it's what I'm wearing.
Maybe.
Yeah. I will say I hate her wig.
It's not enough.
It's not enough is what it is, yeah.
But in the performance, it was.
Well, it moved, yeah.
It moved.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right now, in the picture, yes. Like, but in the performance, it did what it needed to do.
I still hate it.
Listen, can't please everyone.
That's right.
Because I clearly thought she was going to win.
I know. I think 95% of the world thought she was going to win.
Yeah. And then she came out in her runway, which we'll get to. And then she's not going to win.
Yeah.
What do you think Instagram thought of this performance?
90% too.
89, so close. It was the highest rated performance of the night. All right, who had your favorite performance? Roger, clearly it was Trinity.
Yep.
Jan, I think, was my favorite.
I'm going with Jan too.
Jan moved. Like, she, and so did Trinity, but it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they were very close. I will say that.
They also needed that redemption story for Jan.
They did.
So, like, Trinity got her redemption win. Jan needed her redemption win. I just really hope that this doesn't mean it's the end for Jan now that her story arc is kind of
Yeah, like now that they gave her a win, are they just gonna dump her?
Yeah.
Oh, who had your favorite recreated look?
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but I think Scarlett.
Girl,
I
was gonna say the same thing.
I think Scarlett. I liked Scarlett.
Yeah, Scarlett's look was fantastic to me.
Yeah.
Bravo, well done. All right, on to the frill of it all. I will say I did not know what they meant by frill, and I looked it up.
You?
Yeah.
Barry Brown?
Had no idea what that meant.
A frill?
A frill.
Really?
Yeah, a frill.
Yeah, that I get it. No. Yeah, I was at a loss. Clearly, Yara, Sophia, and I were on the same page when that description came out.
To be fair, Yara didn't know what denim was either.
Exactly. So this is Ginger Minj, and she's given us, I think she called it Hello Dolly.
No, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, Gone with the Wind. Sorry. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Gorgeous. She looks amazing.
She looks really good.
Yeah.
She looks like a little cloud that with a wig. Very, very lovely.
Yeah, I think she looks really good. This is the right wig to wear with this color. Big toot.
She looks great.
Toot.
Instagrams.
80% toot.
No, 57.
What? Wow. Wow.
It was a low toot on Instagram.
Wow. That's...
It's a little crazy.
I just think people don't like... Maybe they didn't like the volume of it. Maybe, I don't know.
It's hard being a short, big girl and adding all this fabric because it does make you look stumpy. But I don't think it makes her look bad.
No, yeah. I think she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eureka giving us chaps. I'm sorry, you hate it?
I hate this.
Me too.
Yeah, I did not like it. Here's the thing. There's only so many bodysuits that Yuri could get away with. And I'm like, it's a bodysuit with frills on it.
Right.
Yeah. That's all it is.
And I hate that wig.
Ugh. And I think her makeup looks bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It looks really muddy.
It all looks cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a good look. Boots all around.
Yeah, boots.
What do you think Instagram thought?
Probably like a 75% toot.
68% toot.
There are some Eureka stands.
There are some stands out there, apparently. Yeah, I was going to say Yara. Raja D'O'Hara.
I didn't love it. But I liked the little frilly fantasy. I will say the one thing that I think I would have liked it a little bit more if it weren't on her arms as well.
Agreed. The arms I don't like. And this is our third Cinderella dress that we've seen in like a month because Art Simone wore one for the finale of Australia or Down Under and Trinity already wore one for the Blue Ball.
Yeah.
They were both better.
I'm going to boot this. It's just, I don't know. It's somehow too much and not enough.
I booted it as well.
I'm going to toot it.
You can keep tooting on. You toot all you want, Roger.
I will toot because it's not a bad dress at all. I think it is. Like, oh, so yeah, I don't.
All right, David, what do you think Instagram thought of this look?
60% toot.
61% toot.
Wow, there you go.
There you go. All right, Yara Sophia, who didn't understand the assignment. I mean, I have to boot it because she didn't do frills, but I love the outfit.
That headpiece is amazing.
So good.
I feel like does she wear this headpiece on her season?
She wore something very similar to it. I don't know if it was the same one. It may be the same one.
Does someone else wear a headpiece like this at some point? Probably. It's been on for 100 years. I'm going to boot it because it's not the assignment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like it.
I mean, she looks stunning in it. David hates her eyes.
I just hate her makeup. But
her eyebrows.
Like, it's a really, really cool look. It's just not the...
It's not the assignment.
Not the assignment.
Yeah. So what do you think Instagram thought of Miss Yara?
I bet they still gave her like a 55% toot.
No, you're wrong. Oh. 75% boot.
No, you're wrong.
I knew that because I knew it was a big boot on this one. Yeah, not liked on Instagram. Scarlet Envy. In beige.
I like her face this time.
You don't like her face?
No, I like her face this time.
This is a big toot for me. I think it's super cute.
It is super cute.
Where the frills on the arms did not work for Raja, they work for Scarlett. And I think it's because the rest of the skirt isn't as frilly. Like the frills are in the hat, the frills are in the arms, the frills are in the. It's a very good use of it. And you know, I'm not a big fan of Scarlett's, and I love this.
It's beautiful.
I toot this. I toot it.
Good. And the only thing I did not like about it was the crystals on her lips, but I don't like that on anyone.
Mm.
So it didn't bother me that much, but I don't enjoy them.
Yeah. This color just works so well on her.
It really does. She looks so good in this.
She's like glowing.
Yeah. All right. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Scarlett Envy?
I hope like an 83% too.
82? You're right on target for these.
Wow.
Yes.
Good boy.
Or
not.
Kylie Sonique love.
I think I love it.
I think so too.
I hate it.
This was one
of the reasons I thought she could have been in the bottom, because I did not like this at all.
For me, this is one of those things that if you're gonna go big, you go big, and she went big.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she was like, I think I want to be a jellyfish or a sea anemone, and this is kind of what it was. And when it came down, like, I was like, oh, that's so different, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love her wig. I will say that.
Hmm.
I think her wig is really good. I don't like the outfit.
So I think this is one of those where it's like, if this came down an actual runway at a fashion show, people would be like, you know, in a good way.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it flowed really well.
All right. David, what do you think Instagram thought of Kylie?
I froze.
You're froze?
I froze. Okay, I'm unfroze. Did you
ask? You're back? Okay.
Instagram?
What do you think Instagram thought?
70% toot.
81% toot. So I am clearly in the minority of not liking this. Jan giving us can.
I want this outfit.
Yeah.
I want to wear this outfit. I want to lounge in this outfit. I would like to go to bed in this outfit and wake up in this outfit. I hands down, my favorite outfit that Jan has worn so far ever on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
I
like that you added really, on RuPaul's Drag Race on there. I was like, all right. I agree. Really, I think really this is gorgeous.
Love it.
It is so good.
The color choices were so smart.
The colors are just fantastic because they're so different from everything else.
It's why I wore this shirt, because it's reminiscent of the colors in Jan's outfit.
All right. I think she did a great job, and I think this is what gave her the actual win.
Yes, I agree.
What do you think Instagram thought of Jan? Is that still her Instagram handle?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Like a 90% too, I hope.
All right. Look at that. 90% toot. David, you are spot on for the runway looks.
I've done this a few times at this point, Barry.
You may have. all right, Pandora Box giving us the little doll.
I'm writing a letter to daddy.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think that we're so accustomed to like needing these wow statement pieces on the runway that when something like this comes out, we're kind of like, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to toot it, because it's not a bad outfit.
It's not. It's just not weird.
I think, yeah, like, you know.
There's a creepiness to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's like the bride of Chucky in the box.
I mean, you know. But I mean, it's the assignment.
It is. She met the assignment, and I think it's not ugly. It's just a weird choice.
Yeah. It's very high quality. The colors were different, even.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it just is baby doll. And
I love this wig. You can see it more in Untucked, but I really, really love the wig.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm really glad that RuPaul made that, like, whatever happened to Baby Jane reference.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was like, that sells it for me.
Yeah. Very much so. What do you think Instagram thought of this one?
Oh, like a 60% boot.
57% boot. You were right on target there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Poor Pandora. Trinity K. Bonet.
This is when I knew she didn't win.
Yeah, she didn't really complete the assignment fully either.
Because, yeah. Yeah.
It's a little more frilly than Yara's, but not enough.
Yeah.
It just feels a little basic.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, it's a beautiful dress. It's just not.
Yeah. And she, I mean, she said it. She's like, this is a pageant dress. And I was like, it sure is.
Yeah, sure is.
And you got your pageant earrings in and your pageant hair on. Mm-hmm. So what, are you going to toot it or boot it?
I'm going to toot it because it's still a good outfit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to toot it.
I'm not.
You don't have
you to. You boot it, honey.
I'm giving it a boot. Yeah,
I'm giving your it a show.
She looks gorgeous, but I don't think it's enough of the assignment completed, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Instagram? Mm.
Maybe like a 55. No, I'm going to go with 50-50.
50-50?
Yeah.
No, she got 71% too. It was very lopsided. Hmm. Finally, we have Miss Akiria C. Davenport. Say it now, David. Say it.
Shoot.
It is a shoot for me as well.
I'm gonna shoot it because the only time that I would want to get out of Jan's outfit is to get into Akiria.
To put this on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is gorgeous.
You know what it reminded me of, right?
Those spinny dancer things.
I was gonna say the end, the absolute very end scene of Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, when they're at the Drag Queen of America pageant and everyone is in a garden outfit.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. I'm like, oh yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we knew it was gonna be a reveal when she walked out because her entire face was covered. and then she did that thing where she popped it up her back. But then when she laid it down in the center picture, I think it's just a stunning garment. It's just so gorgeous.
It's insane. I love it.
Yeah. This should have kept her out of the bottom two.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
One of the best things to ever be on the runway, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get it. What do you think Instagram thought of this one?
I hope it's like a 95. I don't know how anyone could not like this.
Just an 86. According to Instagram, Jan had a better outfit.
I mean,
that's like comparing like expensive sport cars at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. There you have it. All right, who has your favorite look of the week? Do we even need to ask?
Akiria.
It is officially Akiria. We all gave her shoots and well-deserved shoots.
Well-deserved.
At that.
Hey, Miss Akiria.
Hey, Miss Akiria. Do you think Akiria's number is up on this show? She's been in the bottom 2 weeks in a row.
I think if she can stay out this next week and, you know.
She can pull herself back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're giving her the redemption arc. Like the within the season redemption.
Within the season, yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, fair enough. Do you think they'll ever put Ginger Midge in the bottom two?
No.
She's deserved to be there a few times already.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know. What I'm worried about is the fact that, I think they have their season 11 queen they want to carry to the end, and I think that's Raja. So, you know.
I mean, Raja is obviously doing better on the show.
Yeah.
this season than Akiria is.
Right.
But I also think Scarlet Envy is. I know you hate her.
Yeah, I don't hate her. Giving Scarlet one of the narrator positions, which is always important. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'll eventually there'll be a showdown between the two of them because Scarlet did go home, was sent home by Raja on her season. And everyone thought she was sent home prematurely. Yeah. So I think eventually they will have some kind of little battle. Maybe they'll both be in the bottom.
Ooh. Well, you can tell that they're friends now.
And they do seem to like each other now.
Yeah.
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 So far, who do you think's winning?
Raja? I think
Raja might be the front runner right now.
I think Raja's kind of the front runner. But what I love is that right now it's so evenly stacked that someone could come back and surge, you know?
Well, I think Jan thinks she's a front runner.
I know. She does.
Yeah.
I guess she could be.
But it's so, you know, it's very interesting now
having keep putting Eureka in the top.
Again, I think it's just they are trying to make Eureka happen and
she's not gonna happen.
Not like, she already got her. Like she's got her HBO show. Like
she's got her HBO show.
Doesn't need to be crowned. Like, you know.
No.
There are other bigger girls that I would have liked to have seen with the crown.
Yeah. Do you think someone is coming back in this game within a game?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will they last long? I don't know. Out of the four that have gone already. I think the only one that I would want to see back is Jiggly. Not because Jiggly's any good in competition, but just because I like Jiggly. I like seeing this new Jiggly.
She's entertaining on TV to watch.
Yeah.
Obviously, I want Yara to come back because I love her, but I don't think she will.
Yeah. Do you guys have a top four in your head or a top three?
No, not yet.
I did when it started.
Right.
But Yara was in it.
Yeah.
No, it's all swapped around for me. Because I assumed Ginger and Eureka would be there. And they still may, but based on what they've done so far, they should not be.
Eureka doesn't seem excited to be there, in my opinion.
At all. Yeah.
It's so funny because a lot of the girls who had these big personalities on their respective seasons seem a little bit muted this
season. They are very toned down. And I know that happens on All Stars. I was hoping that some of the queens on this season, because they had those big personalities, they would just carry over, but they're all being very guarded, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. David, are you?
David, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I just have to get my stand hour in on my Apple Watch.
Okay. No worries. Oh.
Because I need to close my room.
All right. Do you have anything else to say? Otherwise, we can be done.
We forgot to watch the next week on.
What?
I said, what was this? What is this upcoming
week? Oh, they're in groups of three, and they're doing kind of like talk showy, like daytime talk showy, but it seemed like.
Oh, it's like the Red Table Talk.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what to expect from it.
So there's, is there not nine? Yeah, there's nine left.
Nine still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still nine people.
Listen, but at least unlike season 13, they're moving right along.
We haven't, had episode after episode with no one going home. So we're going to get through this. I don't know if you saw, but Drag Race Holland season 2 is announced. That's starting August 2nd?
6th.
When was the first season of Holland?
During the pandemic.
Yeah, it was during the pandemic.
That was last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was earlier this year. And I'm like, they did two. But UK3 is coming out within this calendar year, right?
Yeah, there's some drama about that because they filmed it in 10 days. They did an episode a day.
That's not going to be good.
It's going to be awful.
Rue's tired of traveling.
And yeah, I think it was because Rue had to be out of there by a certain amount of time. So yeah, the queens were complaining because they were just like working nonstop.
Hmm.
Huh.
So that may be the end of if UK.
Yeah.
Are you watching Spain? Roger, I know you were at one point.
I did. Then my dad got sick with a kidney infection. So I had to take care of everyone. And then I got really kind of on Trinity Pride. And like, and my sister and I were going to watch it together. Like, she was going to come over. And then I just realized that we're at the finale now.
The finale next week.
There was...
No, in two weeks.
There was, what, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when they announced Drag Race Italia, where I literally texted the boys. And I was like, I still haven't finished Australia. I'm behind on España. And there's a new episode of All Stars. And they just announced Italia. I'm officially overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. It really is.
The UK 3 announcement was my tipping point.
Yeah. The fact that we're having two UKs in the same year.
Yeah.
Is a problem.
It's yeah. comical.
Yeah. And Canada is coming back.
Well, what it does.
That was so fun last year that I can't. Like
the they announced the new judges finally.
I'm excited for the new judges.
Oh, wait, yeah. One of them's Brad Goreski, right?
Brad Goreski.
Yes. I have a little crush on Brad
Goreski. Is he Canadian? I didn't realize he was Canadian.
Yeah.
You have a crush on Brad Goreski because he's like 50 years old and hot.
No, Brad Goreski is my age.
Oh, I thought he was older.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know hot. How old he is.
Hold on.
I hate the way he says Louis Vuitton. If you ever watch Fashion Police, he used to say it, Louis Vuitton. And I'm like, oh, girl.
He's kind of ridiculous. Actually,
I'm happy that he's on the show. I will say that.
He's slightly older. I mean, but I still consider this my age. Because he's 43.
No.
And I'm literally like 8 months away from being 40. So.
Okay. That's fair enough.
He's in my box.
You want him in your box.
Exactly.
And I want to be in his box.
Too. Oh.
Yes. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah.
On that note, I guess we'll say goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you once again, boys, for doing this every week with me. We'll be back next week to whatever comes down the runway. I don't know what the runway challenge is.
Yeah, well.
Whatever it is. Thanks for watching and listening, folks, and we will be back with you in a week. Bye.
That was so well timed.